With us today is the Speaker of the House. It is the third most important position in the country. In other words, he's in the third position to become President of the United States if something happened to the President or the Vice President. Mr. Speaker, welcome to our show on this Sunday morning. And so many things are happening in this world. Give us your priorities on what is happening and how do we make our country go forward. And you tell us.
Well, John, thank you for having me back on the show. I think one of the biggest critical things we have right now is just this Biden economy. What we've been battling inflation, and you've watched since Republicans took the majority, be able to curve back on the spending. We've got to be able to win the Senate as well. But the other major factor that Biden has done is destroyed our borders. New York is a long way from the Mexican border. It's closer to the Canadian border. But now you're seeing the problems and affecting the challenges here. And what Biden has done is opening up this border. People are coming from 160 different countries. They're bringing fentanyl. We caught more people on the terrorist watch list in February than we caught in that 1 month than we caught in the entire last 4 years. So we're really going to bat down here. We passed, it was our second biggest bill, H.R. 2, border security bill. We're right now in the middle of government funding. We're making it a big portion of what we're going through, trying to secure our borders to keep our country safe. And at the same time, curve back that spending that gave us the inflation. And in the wokeism that this Biden administration has put into almost every element of government.
So those are border problems. We know we have them. Our relationship with China, we're so interrelated, and there's an economic war going on right now between China and the United States, and everybody prays that it never develops into a worse situation. Doing an economic war is not so bad in the world. Tell us your relationship. You just came back from Japan. You were at the G20. Give us your vision on how we can have better relations and go forward that way.
Yeah, this is very important. And I was in Japan. It was the G7 of the speakers to be able to meet. And we've watched China change their behavior and tactics. And so one of the first things I did becoming the Speaker of the House was create the Select Committee on China, that we can work in a bipartisan manner, Republicans and Democrats, because we have really failed in this nature where we just go from administration to administration, but we never have an American policy when it comes to China. And the one thing I found is there's so many things that we become over-dependent upon China. They control 90% of the critical minerals, but they control 95% of the processing of critical minerals, medical supplies, and others. And if you ever read Graham Allison's book, Destined for War, he came up with, the Thucydides Trap, where, 16 times in world history, the number two power has challenged the number one. Only 4 times did they not go to war. And what you have found in here is how do we play this out in an economic battle? And I believe from the free market, from democracy, we will win that. We've proven it time and again. China's got some real problems going demographics and others into the future. But we've got to play it in the right manner and be stronger and not be dependent of where we're going. And getting this committee together in a bipartisan way and working together, I think, is our first step forward, speaking with one voice and being prepared and bringing our other allies together into the mix. I think we've seen a real difference going forward. China's got some economic challenges that I see on the future here, and we need to make America stronger, and that means taking care of our deficit, getting that under control, being economically stronger here, technologically, and not letting them steal it. So that's just on the forefront of things that we've done so far.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now, Mr. Speaker, oil. In the last 90 days, has gone to $90 a barrel all over again. That'll set inflation going in the wrong direction again. And since we're not opening up the spigots in North America to bring down the price of oil, the Fed may have no choice but to raise interest rates, which will break our country, Mr. Speaker.
Well, we've watched the really horrendous decisions by the Democrats and the Biden administration. Think about this. They hurt America by cutting off what God has blessed this country to do, where we could be energy independent, raising the price of fuel. And what that does as well is raises inflation for everybody. And the thing you have to understand about crude, too, it's not just going into your car. It's the making of your phone. It's the buttons on your shirt. It's the pavement of your streets. It goes into almost every aspect of where we are. But now we become dependent on other countries, and these other countries now are jacking up the price. And look at what they've created now by making inflation higher, making interest rates higher. The interest rates are highest been in 20 years, so how do you buy a house? Everything you go, the transportation makes the price higher. If we were able to follow, and this is where when Republicans took the majority, we want to be energy independent. And let me explain something, why that even makes the environment better. American natural gas, we have been able to lower our emissions across this world based upon American natural gas. And if we replaced Russian natural gas in Europe for 1 year, just 1 year, that would lower 215 million tons of emissions because our natural gas is 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas. But the other part, too, if you're buying it from America, we're creating more American jobs. And what the Biden administration has gone in and done an attack on the energy business, just only wants renewable energy instead of all the above, made the price of energy higher, which you feel in New York, made inflation higher because the gasoline price is now higher, the jet fuel prices is higher, inflation gets added on, compounded, so your food price is higher. This is mainly by his policy attacking American energy. It doesn't mean we buy less. It means we're buying it from our enemies.
It's a vicious cycle, and we're providing the money give Russia the power. Russia is making $1 billion a day wage war in the Ukraine, destroy the Ukraine, and then the American people are going to build it back up again. I mean, we pay both ways.
Let me show you.
Laugh or cry?
We should fight and make sure we make America stronger, breed more jobs, help the environment, and make America, from a standpoint, not only be able to help America itself, but help our allies. And China should be dependent upon us, other way around. But I watched the Democrat policy in California with Gavin Newsom. He attacked the energy policy in California, lowered our production by 20%. But you know what he did with that 20% that he lowered? He went and started buying 50,000 barrels a day from Putin and Russia. which is only helping fund the Ukrainian war instead of creating jobs right in California that produce it in an environmentally sounder way. But he thinks somehow he gets the good housekeeping seal of approval of somewhere environment when he's harming it.
Mr. Speaker, my intelligence sources say that China is selling, Russia is selling China, Pakistan, India, oil at a 30% discount. So not everybody pays retail, as they used to say in New York. And those people are selling the Russian oil to America and Europe at retail. I mean, you want to cry or laugh?
Yeah, it is a sad place, but this is all from Democratic policies from this administration, not just hurting America and our economy, but helping our adversaries be stronger. That is why we need an American energy policy, which the House has passed, that it makes America energy independent, utilizing all forms of energy, from renewable, from nuclear, from oil and natural gas as well.
Well, I look forward to talking further. We are on the future of energy, and the one big item that we've been talking about lately, it's we're not going to get enough energy from windmills. We're not going to get enough energy from solar. I mean, it's supplemental, but not enough energy to run our country. And they're talking about what they're talking about now. I think we talked about SMRs, small modular reactors, that are safe and et cetera, et cetera. But we got a minute left. What would you like to tell the American people?
I tell you what, the one thing I want you to know about us, we will never give up on the American people. Our focus is on America first, that how do we make America stronger, more prosperous, curb inflation, but also protect our borders to protect American jobs to even grow stronger.
Mr. Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, thank you so much, and God bless America, and we're all going to work hard to make America better and better and better. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.